The blind man is inseparable from his cane, argued Bohr. It is an extension of him, as he uses it to get information about the world around him. Does the world start at the tip of the blind man's cane? No, said Bohr. Through the tip of his cane, the blind man's sense of touch reaches into the world, and the two are inextricably bound together. Bohr suggested that the same applies when an experimenter attempts to measure some property of a microphysical particle. The observer and the observed are entwined in an intimate embrace through the act of measurement, such that it is impossible to say where one begins and the other ends. Nevertheless, the Copenhagen view assigns a privileged position to the observer, be it human or a mechanical device, in the construction of reality. But all matter is made up of atoms and therefore subject to the laws of quantum mechanics. So, how can the observer or measuring apparatus have a privileged position? This is the measurement problem. The Copenhagen interpretation's assumption of the prior existence of the classical world of the macroscopic measuring device appears circular and paradoxical. Einstein and Schrödinger believed it to be a glaring indication of the incompleteness of quantum mechanics as a total worldview, and Schrödinger tried to highlight it with his cat in a box. Measurement in the Copenhagen interpretation remains an unexplained process, since there is nothing in the mathematics of quantum mechanics that specifies how or when the wave function collapses. Bohr solved the problem by simply declaring that measurements can indeed be made, but never offered an explanation of how. Schrödinger met Bohr while in England in March 1936 and reported the encounter to Einstein. Recently in London, spent a few hours with Niels Bohr, who in his kind, courteous way, repeatedly said that he found it appalling, even found it high treason, that people like Lau and I, but in particular someone like you, should want to strike a blow against quantum mechanics with the known paradoxical situation, which is so necessarily contained in the way of things, so supported by experiment. It is as if we are trying to force nature to accept our preconceived conception of reality. He speaks with the deep inner conviction of an extraordinarily intelligent man, so that it is difficult for one to remain unmoved in one's position. Yet, Einstein and Schrödinger both remained steadfast in their opposition to the Copenhagen interpretation.